Praise the Lord. It is 12:10. Praise the Lord together. You know, I'm moving up to Cumming. In fact, August 27th, we're scheduled to go into Dawson Ridge, which is just north of Cumming. And we have bought a place, or going to, hopefully. They couldn't even give us a price on it. That's how fast things are being built in the orchard. It is a 55-up community up there, and we've made our selection, but it's not under contract. We do have our house under contract. We have signed the agreement to move into that rental on the 27th. And I told Hines, I said, maybe we should do the Cumming Golden Corral up there and have the meeting there. We only have a handful of people here. I don't know. We need your input on that, because that's a decision we could make, because that's a great restaurant up there. And Jason is the manager of that one. He used to be here, as a matter of fact. And so that's just food for thought. You know, as we enter a new world, I heard an advertisement, wasn't an advertisement, it was somebody talking about getting back to normal. I said, no, I'm not going back. I'm going advancing to normal. We're going to have a new normal. The new normal for me is going to be great, because I don't have to cut my grass anymore. You know, I can't. Realizing the things I can't do and the things I can, man, there is a world out there that is eager for my input. Now, it may not be what I select every time, but you know, the Lord will let me be very sensitive and let me understand when I'm in the wrong environment. And the good thing about that is I'll switch from that environment to another one that hits just right. And you know what I'm talking about. When it feels right and you know it's a God thing, that really gives us a measuring stick. And there are so many positive influences, even though the media and so much is going on right now that's negative. If we look at that, man, it could get you down. Don't look at it. In fact, there's so much positive going on. All we got to do is look at that. Eddie Mayfield sent me something this morning, and that's one of those things that will be encouraging. I didn't have time to look at it, but I've asked Eddie to come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting, and share some things Hines says, and also share about what he sent me. So welcome, Eddie Mayfield.
Well, if I say this wrong, let me know. Welcome to the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've been meeting every Wednesday since the Mayflower landed, pretty much. And try to stay non-denominational, politically incorrect, or depleted. And really just keep the focus on Jesus, and you know, it's a place for our Christian businessmen to share their testimony, and it's been a blessing in my life, as it has in many of yours. Been coming here, Larry invited me to this. I don't even, we were meeting at the Shoney's over there on the Indian Trail, so it's been, and I got a picture of me there. I was actually skinny, had a beard back in those days, but I no longer have a beard. Added my skinny, so. It's good to see everybody. I sent Larry a thing this morning. There's a preacher I like on, as I have pulled away from watching the news, and I've talked to some of you, I know you have too. We just sort of got tired of doing it. I've started watching a lot more preaching on YouTube, and good or bad is what I've been doing. I get around like a preacher out in California. His name is Jack Hibbs. He looks like a surfer dude, if you see him on there. You guys know who he is, maybe you do. Kind of a surfer dude looking guy, like he's got off a surfboard and all that. When I first saw him, I thought, okay, this would just be gospel light here, but maybe he's good, you know. But he's not gospel light at all. He's very, very in depth. I've learned a lot from hearing his sermons. Well, this morning I was looking at their service Sunday, which was a 4th of July celebration service, and it was good. And he had a guy on there from the Family Research Council speaking that I really like, and his the subject of his sermon was "In God We Trust," and he did a lot. I won't do all this, but he went through a lot of the the founding of the, a lot of things I did not know about the founding of our country, and he just make this up, pull up the documents of prayers these guys had written and praying for, praying for God's guidance and what to do. And one guy didn't know where to sign the Declaration of Independence or not. So he prayed to God about it and got an answer from it. And his point was, these guys, and they were not perfect men by any stretch of imagination, just like none of us are. But through that, they had, they had the vision. I used to have in my office, it was from Andy Stanley. I just printed it out, made a little placard out of it, and put it in my office, had it for years. That's what it says. It says, when the vision is clear, the choices are few and the decisions are easy. I had that up for many years. And, the idea of that, if Jesus is our vision, and interesting enough, the Bible actually talks about that he is our vision. The Lord is our vision. And by doing that, when we look at him and in God, we trust. And some of you guys in here have had a rough year, a rough couple of years, health-wise and relationships-wise and business-wise and all sorts of things. So many, like even this restaurant here, I have prayed for this restaurant and others that got hit so hard by COVID and just unexpected entirely. And my prayers and these things, because I know Jeff is in the restaurant business, he can speak more to that than the rest of us can. But the idea is that no matter how bad or unbad we think things are here in our country, our ultimate hope as believers is in Jesus. We don't really have another hope. I'm very much a flag waving patriot, veteran, all that. I like all that, and they got Merle Haggard's hug. If you're putting my country down, you're getting on the fighting side of me, kind of thing. I'm kind of that guy. But I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God first. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of heaven first, and nations come and go. I don't know. There will be a time. I don't know when it is. If the Lord tarries, I don't know when it'll be. There will be a time when there will not be a United States of America. That's just history. That's how it is. But the kingdom of God stands, and it's in him that we trust. And that's where we take encouragement from, is that we trust in God. And I guess that's the word I want to share with you guys this morning. Let's have a word of prayer. And then Larry will come back up and share some wisdom with us. And a little bit of vision, and then I think Hines is going to speak. Let's do that. Lord, we thank you for, Lord, particularly, Lord, we're just leaving this Independence Day celebration. Father, thank you so much for our country. Father, for a country that's been just a blessing to the world. You bless the world through our country. But Lord, I fear sometimes we've forgotten that it's you that has done it. And Lord, we forget that you are the source of all blessing, and that all good and perfect things come from you. Father, my prayer is in our country that we turn back and, Lord, acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior. And, Lord, as the ruler of this universe, as the creator of us all, the sustainer of everything we see around us, the only hope we really have. And, Father, so many years ago when our forefathers wrote down a motto for the country, "In God we trust." Father, God, make that true. Father, make that true in our own lives, and Father, in the lives of our fellow citizens and those around us. Father, we can once again be a beacon of Christianity to the world, and not Christianity as a religion or as a set of do's and don'ts, but Father, as a relationship with you, Father, for the acknowledgement of you as Lord of all. And Lord, we who have called on your name and who you've washed us clean of our sins. And Father, we could never thank you enough for that. But Lord, we leave each of us, Lord, to encourage one another as an iron sharpens iron kind of thing. Father, to walk closer to you. Father, to talk more like you. Father, to have the wisdom from you that only you give. And Father, strengthen us to trust you, more. We thank for our food and for those who prepared it. In Jesus' name, amen.
I can get up there. I can get up here and agree with everything Eddie said, but I'm going to add to it. because along the same lines that he's talking about, the things we recognize are going on, and I hope I don't see the end of you, the United States of America, but I might. It's sure headed that way. And yesterday, in the Zoom meeting I did, I had done some research on the founding of the country and found, and you know, there were so many Christians involved in the founding of the country that took essential place, and it was necessary. It was a requirement that it be Christian. In fact, there was a group of them got together, I think at Independence Hall, and they were going to get together and pray before the meeting. And they ended up spending 2 hours praying, reading the scripture, and all that before they got into the other part. They had their priorities right. And that touched me. Jeff Meyer gave me a copy of In Touch a while ago. And I talk about positive things, and I look on 29, and there's a picture of Jeff, page 29. Those kind of things are available. And we need to be focusing on those things. You mentioned Andy Stanley. Well, this was Charles Stanley. His magazine, In Touch, is a devotional thing that I was not aware of until Jeff gave it to me a while ago. Now, thinking about the influence of Charles Stanley, even on his family, as Andy Stanley has become one of the premier speakers at business organizations, at religious organizations. Eddie and I went over to Charlotte one time here in the last couple of years to something Andy Stanley was doing, and he sat on that stage for 8 hours or so as he shared from his heart. What a man of God. And he understands the vision that he talked about in what Eddie quoted. You know, I think about the fact that Eddie mentioned Merle Haggard. And I'll mention another, you know, we think of Socrates and all these guys. And, you know, there's some in country music, too. Like Willie Nelson, you know. He says, every road leads to another road. Man, that's right. And where we're going now, where this road is leading is to another road, like I talked about a while ago. We can come into a positive world that we can make a difference, and we will make a difference if we determine that we're empowered to do so. Stacy mentioned last week Andrew Womack and the fact that he watches him. He records it at 6:30, so I started doing the same thing. And, man, it is powerful stuff. Andrew will remind you in a heartbeat that when you accept Jesus, you got all you need. In fact, he wrote a book. See, I put that in my Bible here. I wrote down the book he wrote. Stacy, you can probably tell me without me even looking at it. You've already got it. Exactly right. Think about that now. You, if you've accepted Jesus Christ, have already got it. Now, you can read Andrew's book and understand it better than I'm going to explain to you. But I will tell you this, that script, the scripture itself, the Holy Bible, has everything we will need to run a business, to run our personal life. Whatever situation, we have the solution right there in His Word. He provides it all for us. As we think about our advancing in the changing world, Satan is defeated. Let's accept that. And if we see him rise his head, you can say, get behind me, Satan. Or he can do like Jesus did. You remember when Satan was tempting Jesus and Jesus was quoting scripture to him? It was a source for Jesus. I think God sent Jesus here with that very thing to show us what needs to be done as we face these obstacles. As we face what looks like it is a mess up, could be end up being a blessing. Eddie talked about the health situations we've gone through, the business all kinds of situations we've been through. That has made us stronger because it didn't destroy us. Think about it. If it had destroyed us, we would have been defeated. But we've already won. We have overcome everything because we chose Jesus. And he overcame the world. He overcame death. And we have that all available to us. And we need not forget it. Sometimes we need each other to remind ourselves of that very thing. It's not temporary either. It is forever. When you make that decision to follow Jesus, you make a commitment with your total life to have him as a top priority. And no matter how much CNN or any of these other networks try to get your attention on something that's going like they want it to go or like they feel like it's important for you to know, I made the decision that I'm not going to let others decide what I need to know. There are ways for us to know it. And where I've found the best way to do it is in his word. As we read his word constantly, it will thrill us to know that this is not a Johnny-come-lately deal. This has been here a long time, and it hasn't changed. God hasn't changed, even though the world has definitely changed. We have an ability to be in him. In fact, let me just share scripture here with you. John 5, verse 4 and 5 says, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is a victory that has overcome the world, even our faith." Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. We must not empower Satan. We don't need to do that. Do you understand that Satan is out there seeking what he can steal, kill, and destroy? We know that. That's part of life. But let's don't get down about that because we got the victory over him. When Jesus was tempted, as I mentioned a while ago, he used the scripture. And we need to recognize the devil because we have the power to do that. And it's pretty easy. The closer you get to God, the easier it is. So that's the devil's work. That's not God's work. We recognize it quickly, and we're able to combat it quickly. James 4, 7 and 8 says, "Submit yourself then to God and resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Come near to God, and he'll come near to you. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you." Praise the Lord. I think if we want to look for the positive, we're going to find it. And if we want to look for negative, we can definitely find that. Does everybody believe we can find that? Now, I'm not going to do it. I'm leaving it off those stations. I'm not watching that stuff. And I spent so much of my time during the presidential campaign and actually over the last 4 years or so, a lot of it on TV because I was really excited about what was going on. But not anymore. Not anymore. I'm going to be more about doing what I need to do to serve him and influence others for the cause. You know, we have the ability to do that. We have influence. Jeff has a page in InTouch. What influence that can be. I'm not lifting Jeff up, but this is part of life. If we choose to be on the right page, 29, if we choose to be on the right page in what we are doing in our lives, we can and we will prevail against every enemy, every obstacle, and every circumstance that we face. I believe it. Do you believe it? I believe it with all my heart. I know it's true because I've lived it. Finally, in Colossians 9 and 10, says, "We continually ask God to fill you with knowledge." Now, I guess this was Paul writing this. "We continually ask God to fill you with knowledge of his will through the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of the Lord. And then on down in verse 13, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Praise the Lord. We're heirs. We're there with him. And the best thing we can do is tell others. And we're privileged today to have Heinz Wagner share with us. Because many times Heinz and I are behind this mic, and we say certain things that we say. But when we had John, what's John's last name, Heinz? Or who spoke a couple of weeks ago? He doesn't know. He works for him, but he forgot his name. Norm, I said John. That threw him off. Norm Johnson spoke, and he turned the thing around on his testimony. And instead of telling about his life and what's come lately, he spoke about what has come lately to begin with. And that really sparked something in me. And I realized that over the last year or so, as Eddie mentioned, we've been out of sync. And I thought it was a good time for Heinz to be sharing about the last year that we have been on Zoom. And me for the last year. It'll be a couple of weeks before I will be able to share. But I'm going to have more to share with you. Some of it, Don, I gave you a little inkling of. But I'll have that more firm then. But it'll be very much what I talked about Andy Stanley under Charles Stanley. Some things that are on the way I am really excited about.